views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad you're here today. Here we are at the end of the year of 2012. I've already started to write checks that say 2013, and that just, it kind of floors me. But you know, I hope 2012 was a good year for you, for me and many others. I think it was an intense year, a lot of ups and downs, losing a couple special people in my family, having a couple of big road trips to the Southwest and seeing friends, developing a new business. So, like I said, ups and downs, but that's life, and we have to deal with that. And we're learning how. My prayers are for a very rewarding 2013 for all of us, as we deserve it. The year always starts out busy for me, preparing for our annual Woman of Wisdom Conference every February. And this year's going to be a little different, as I'm taking 3 weeks off, headed for Bali next week. I'm going to leave others to manage the pre-conference work, as I'm supposedly retired from directing the conference. And so there is a new shift for me, and I get to go have a retreat in Bali. So we're exploring today, continuing on to explore our Woman of Wisdom presenters. We're going to talk to Bonnie Stratton about forgiveness, Kim Gordon Cumbo about soul collage, and we're going to begin right now with talking to our favorite Woman of Wisdom guy, Colby Wilk, on how to activate your super healing powers. Originally, he was a counselor and a coach, and then he recognized that there was a power beyond traditional therapeutic methods that could shift what seemed unchangeable, the very core of a person. Through spiritual and theta healing, Colby teaches participants to create a powerful, magical relationship to themselves and to life. Colby trains others to be their own teacher, to access spiritual states, and to overcome blocks. In addition to classes and in person, he offers remote sessions. And he has free healings through his website. You can go to www.healthroughspirit.com. So welcome, Colby, to Voices of Women.
Hello, thank you.
So you are back again this year, and you're going to do a workshop on how to activate your super healing powers. It sounds like Superman.
Everyone's going to get their super healing cape. Because I, as a spiritual healer, I've met so many people who ask me how I do what I do, and what I direct people to do is activate their own psychic healing goodness, for lack of a better word, and that's what we'll be doing at Women of Wisdom this year.
So they're going to get a tape?
Oh, no, a cape. They'll feel as if, because people make, in my experience, people make spiritual healers superheroes, but in truth, everyone has a gift. It's just about learning to access it.
Oh, okay, cape. We got the Superman cape. I heard tape, and I was like, oh, wow. But so, I think like, now that Superman cape, yeah, well, it is like putting on your super healing powers. It's something you can, you know, if you think about it, you can just put it on yourself and be aware that you do have healing powers. Well, tell us, as you are a spiritual and theta healer, what do you do?
So what I do as a spiritual theta healer is that someone comes to me either in a workshop or in a private session, and they come with a presenting problem or what they perceive as a problem, like a physical issue, an emotional issue, or a sense of not being connected. And so what I use is my psychic skills to access what's really going on here? What's at the base of this? And by uncovering really what's at the base of it, maybe a limiting belief or an expectation or karma, and by using my attention and their attention, things can be shifted. And so people experience these profound benefits by being able to access their true selves, their true higher self, and they're left in more wellness. So similarly, I've been doing this like 10 years, and at one point I was able to see, or perceive, I should say, what other people can do. And that's what we're going to be doing at One Motive Wisdom.
So you're going to assist them, don't you? Because I've been in one of your classes, and it was only an hour-long one, but you kind of tap into what you see as their gifts. And so do you kind of energize them for them to discover it too, so that they can see it? Because not everybody can see, or they think they can't see.
Well, seeing is overrated. Like, people get all like, oh my God, I got to see, as if seeing is believing. But people perceive differently, right? Some people hear, some people see, some people sense, some people know. Not one psychic sense is any better than the other. But for whatever reason, my energetic field works as a bridge. So I'm able to traverse realities fairly easily, and I can take people with me. So in the class, I will kind of, for lack of a better word, amp up people's energetic fields and extend, help them to extend into where they haven't gone before consciously, and so they'll have more access than they, quote, normally would. When you're around somebody who's done something for a long time, they carry a charge. If you're around somebody who's like a good reader, you know, or a good eater, they carry a charge along those lines. And so similarly, if you're around somebody who does what I do for, you know, a living, you get the increased benefit of being around me, and your field tends to adjust to the intention you're sending, which is to learn how to become more aware of your gift.
So you've extended your field, which is sort of the energetic, the psychic field around you, that, and it kind of like, it sounds like it sort of, it allows them to access that in them, it amps it up for them.
It amps it up for them, so they have an easier time getting there. It's as if, as I'm sure you've gone to, right, like, you've tried to meditate by yourself, and maybe to some extent, some success. And then when you go and meditate with a whole bunch of people, you get that extra, and so you go deeper into the meditation. You get a deeper sense of peace. Same thing happens here. You come with me, you come to me, and because I've been doing this, and there's a group of people with these, with who set an intention to discover this or unwrap it or recover it, you get more direct access to your gift.
So how do you think that compares to the traditional therapeutic method, and why is this, I don't know if better is the best word to use, but it seems, I mean, for me, I find it more powerful, more true transitions, transformations happen when there is this energetic component or a spiritual component.
I think, you know, as somebody who used to be a therapist, I think there's a place for therapy for people, but I also think, and there are so many different kinds of therapy and also healing methods. And if there was one method that was going to heal people, there would be one method, right? So for me, I was looking for the problems that I was having. I tried to resolve through traditional therapy and through workshops and this type of thing, and even hypnotherapy, and I wasn't getting anywhere. I mean, I wasn't changing fast enough or in a way that I could see. It wasn't until I started working with higher realms that things really started to move in a substantial way. That's not to say therapy got me somewhere, right? I'm not putting down therapy. I'm not putting down traditional therapies. It's just, you're at a place where if that's not working, this may be something that really will unlock or unstuck you. Unstick you, unstuck you, I'm not quite sure what the expression should be.
You can get unstuck with this work. Yes, I agree. I mean, yeah. I was, you know, years ago in the 70s, a transactional analysis group, and that was a great start for me to explore myself and start doing that inner work. And it's evolved to many spiritual trainings and aspects like you talk about, where you do, it does allow you to go deeper, but it's just, it's peeling an onion. It's like peeling an onion to get to that core. You mentioned that, you know, the core of a person.
Right, right. And, you know, I've met many people who've done a lot of psychological work and not spiritual work. And I've met some people who've done spiritual work and not psychological work. And it shows. You want to do a balance, I think.
Yes, yeah. And they can work together. I do believe we, with that, the spiritual and the energetic, because your vibration gets shifted when you're doing that energy work, and that it can take you to a deeper place. Maybe the other can't do, and it may relate be like what someone can is able to do themselves, what works for them. So, how did you come across? We just have a minute. Can you just share why you want to do this? How you came to it?
How I came to this particular class is I had been working as a theta healer, matrix, these seemingly traditional ways of working. And I started working with clients in ways that I didn't understand. I started moving my hands. I started saying these phrases, and I didn't know what was happening. More importantly, I didn't know if it was effective, and I was concerned. And so I went and studied with a woman who I paid to observe me work and see what I was doing and what I was moving, because I was getting some results, but really, was I? And could it be more effective? And she observed me, and it wasn't the greatest help. And so I thought, this can't be that hard to track people when they're working. And so I started watching other healers work, and I was able to discern what they were doing, what they were accessing, and what parts of the energetic field they were impacting. And from that experience of starting to observe people, these healers who were like concerned, well, am I really doing anything, were flabbergasted, like, wow.
That's fabulous. And you know what? People are just going to have to go to your workshop. It's Sunday, February 17th, to find out more. And it's also open to men. So thank you, Colby. It was great to talk to you today. Sorry we have to close now. You're listening to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. We'll come back and talk to another Woman of Wisdom presenter.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking now with Kim Gordon-Cumbo. Kim is a life coach, a soul collage facilitator, and a laughter yoga teacher who strives to balance playfulness, laughter, and dancing with the shadows of what is in all that she does with her clients in her life. Her website is www.ignitechangecoaching.com. She's giving a workshop on Sunday, February 17th in the afternoon. It's called Spark the Divine Alive with Soul Collage. So welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me again on this program.
Yeah, you were on last year because you were a presenter at Woman Wisdom last year. And I know people loved your workshop because everybody loves to come away with a piece of art. You know, there's something about creating. And I think a lot happens with the subconscious when you just allow yourself to dive into some creative process. What comes out of that is some aspect of yourself. Don't you find that they get an aha of like, wow, I didn't know that was in me, and they get to take it home with them?
Yes, and what I love about soul collage is then you can use that piece of art for introspection or for a journaling process or maybe to spark some other form of creativity.
Yeah, I have a friend who does, well, it's similar, but it's that kind of collage work, and she does a lot of, every day she does one. I mean, it's part of her work, that the work she does. So how would you describe soul collage?
Soul collage. The easiest little sentence is soul collage is the creation of your own personal wisdom cards. But then if you take it a little bit deeper, soul collage is a creative, imaginative, intuitive process that connects us to our own wisdom that is waiting to be brought to life through the images that our soul helps to choose. So that's kind of a deep, long answer. But for the most part, it's the wisdom that we already have within us. And the images help us to unlock, as Colby was talking about, that wisdom to bring it forth so that we can utilize it as we choose in our life.
So they're actually, you know, you bring a lot of magazines or people bring things and you cut and paste images together and you kind of call it a gestalt process. Can you describe that?
Well, what we do after the creation of a soul collage card, which has what you're aiming for in a soul collage card, is to let your left brain sit outside. And the gestalt process comes in after the creation of a card. So you have created a card that has one primary energy on the card. And then the gestalt process comes in as you become the image or images within that card, or the essence that's contained within that card. And the question, I am the one who, and as the card, you speak that back. For instance, I have a card in front of me right now that I call my courage card. And that courage card would say, I am the one who walks into the darkness with the light behind me, knowing that I can go into the unknown with a cheerful, calm attitude. So that's just one way, that's just saying, I am the one who wants. And usually we try and have people do it 2 to 4 times so that each time you ask that question, I am the one who, it goes a little bit deeper, much like the onion. The layers get thicker and thinner at the same time.
Well, also, I imagine since you're doing this as a group process in a workshop, that I don't know if you do it this way. I haven't been to your workshop, but if you share it with somebody else, sometimes other people see in the card something you don't see.
Mm-hmm. That's very true, and that is one of the fun aspects of a reading group that sometimes people develop after they create several or maybe a dozen or two cards, is that with people's permission, other people are able to offer a reflection of what is seen. And sometimes that they see something that you totally didn't pick up on, or they see something within you that is being reflected in the card.
Yeah, I've done some, well, with it, not necessarily a soul collage, but there's dream boards or those other kind of boards where you're doing the same kind of work. And sometimes it's fascinating. I mean, you see paths, you see, you know, you can start to see a direction. And like you just, the intuitive part of you has been just sort of works through your hands of laying these things out, and you don't always know why it's happening. And then when you're done, you go, oh, well, look at what this is saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so, you know, and you can also, over time, see different patterns and symbols that come up time and time again. And then when you become more familiar with doing readings, you can lay those cards out that are similar and see what they come together as whole to say about a specific question that you might be working with.
Mm-hmm, like a tarot deck.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, yeah. So how has this impacted your life?
Well, this has impacted my life in my coaching realm. Being able to hear the different selves that a client may be presenting when they're going through the breakdown to breakthrough process, it helps me to be able to identify and speak to that part of themselves. And some of my clients actually take this information and will create their own soul collage cards. For instance, sometimes the critic gets in the way, or sometimes they want to create a card that embodies their art, their craft, their business. And so that will become more like a cheerleader for them. So when they have a difficult moment, they can pull out that card and go be reminded of who they really are. So in coaching, that is one of the primary ways that soul collage has impacted my life. And then in my personal and familial life, soul collage has really helped me to distinguish those parts that help me with my communication, hinder me in my communication, and it also has helped to guide me into new ways of learning and being, as just some small examples.
Now, I imagine there's many, many uses of something like this, but it's just, like I said, it's great to be in a group setting to do this, to experience it, to go home with something you've created, and, you know, you stick it up on your mirror and it's a reminder of remembering who you are.
Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes, not every day, but usually, most days I pick 1 to 3 cards, and those cards help me to remember what to be aware of in my day. And maybe there's something about the cards that I drew, there's an aspect that I didn't really realize. Maybe I am feeling a little anxious, so my anxiety card comes out. Or maybe I'm feeling a little bit critical or judgmental about what I'm about to do. And so that just helps me to focus on the fact that, you know, I'm not perfect, you know. So those are the other ways that I've found that have been quite insightful for my own personal life.
So, because there's probably many people on the air who aren't going to be at your workshop, what kind of materials would they need to get started?
Well, the nice thing about Soul Collage is it's very simple. Magazines, greeting cards, old calendars, you know, that is the easiest way to get images. And then scissors and glue, either the roll-on stick glue works primarily best. But you can just start very simply. Traditionally, Soul Collage cards are 5x8, but some people make them larger, some people make them smaller. You can cut out, you know, cardboard from cereal boxes, so you don't need official cardstock, but you can get it through the soulcollage.com website or kaleidosoul.com. Or you can have a craft store cut cardstock for you, but you don't have to do that.
Yeah. No, it's very simple. Actually, you gave me some ideas because I keep all my old calendars and I have all these old greeting cards, so that's a great source. Plus, you know, magazines you have just laying around. So just want to remind people that Kim is doing her workshop at Woman of Wisdom on, it's on Sunday. Yeah, Sunday afternoon on February 17th, Spark the Divine Alive with Soul Collage. And you're giving away a free 30-minute coaching discovery session, Kim. Can they email you? So the first person who calls or do you want to give your phone number or your email that people can?
Phone number would be 503-522-0938. And the website is under construction reconstruction right now. So people can reach me at kim@ignitechangecoaching.com.
Okay, and that's K-Y-M. Okay, thanks,
correct.
Kim. I look forward to seeing you in February. Everybody can check out her workshop on our Women of Wisdom website, www.womenofwisdom.org. So this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back. I'll be talking with Bonnie Stratton about forgiveness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I would like to introduce you now to Bonnie Stratton. She is a spiritual director, graduate of the Vibrational Health Institute, and she's worked in the field of hospice and end-of-life care for the past 15 years. Bonnie has witnessed the grace that flows when we are able to give and receive forgiveness. Now, her intention to live inside the potential community has been enhanced by her studies with many of the world's wisdom teachers and through her own experience with multi-generational living, death and dying, ritual, the power of story, and forgiveness. Bonnie is going to be giving a workshop at Women of Wisdom that's called Forgiveness and the Ethics of Interconnectedness, and that will be Saturday morning on February 16th. So welcome, Bonnie, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. It's a delight to be here with you today. I appreciate that. It's very exciting to think about the upcoming Women of Wisdom Conference and all that's going to happen there.
Yes, and a lot is going to happen, and you are part of that. That's what's so exciting. We bring in such a diversity of people, and you're a new presenter this year. And I know that we've had many years ago, we had someone that did a forgiveness workshop. But, you know, it's an important issue to deal with. But first, tell us about your life story. How you were drawn to do this work with end-of-life care?
Okay, thanks, Chris. I'm going to back up a little bit, and I can tell you how I came to be in end-of-life care. And back in 1992, I'll go back a little ways, I committed to my spiritual journey then when I received a clear message that I needed to wake up. You know, sometimes we get those moments. And I was 34 at the time. I was a single parent. I was working, but I didn't really feel very grounded in my life. And during the course of that year, I was introduced to a number of key spiritual teachings and different books, different teachers, and a whole new community. And it was in that process of doing that I kind of woke up to my own desire to be more deeply in my own life. And through that, I went through a process, and so to answer your question on how do I come to end of life, it was that kind of need to fast forward a little bit into the year 2000, actually 1995, when I became a hospice volunteer. But in that process, I also ended up going on a year-long pilgrimage across the United States. I took a year, I left my work, and I stayed in monasteries and stayed in various hospitals across the United States, mainly in silence, to kind of explore how I was going to dig my deep well. My father had died the year before, and I recognized I wanted to really own how I set the next chapter of my life. And so it was during that pilgrimage that I realized that I wanted to come back and work within hospice and palliative care, and to really mine the richness of what happens at end of life and that connection. And so that's how I got involved.
Yeah, tell us about that, working in this palliative care and end of life. I imagine it's a stressful job, can be a stressful job too, and yet it has its rewards.
It can be stressful, Chris, but primarily, I work in the field of volunteering. And so what I have the joy of doing is working with men and women who come in and say, yes, I think, yes, I want to be involved in this. And they come in and say that they're willing to companion people at this stage of life. The thing that happened for me as both a volunteer and someone that works within hospice and palliative care is that the courage that I witness, the compassion that I see on a daily basis has fed me, and it's also made me really value my own life and recognize the importance of living it as fully as I can. And so in that sense, it's added a richness to it that it's not that it was unexpected, but I'm continually at awe of it, and I'm occasionally surprised at how rich that is. You know, Richard Groves, who runs the Sacred Art of Living Center in Bend, Oregon, has said that, you know, the dying are our best teachers. And I concur with that. They really are. And in that process, it's there. It's working with those that are at end of life or dealing with those things that I've really found that forgiveness is a key component of the work that we need to do now in our lives, and also at that final stage of life. It's made me wake up and realize that I want to live more fully right now, and I want to live in an interconnected way with those in my community, those in my family, and oftentimes if there's things that are lingering that I haven't been able to speak or that I haven't been able to forgive about or ask forgiveness about, that it distracts me from that connection. And so that's been one of the gifts, the big gifts of working with end of life is the priority setting that I get to witness and then try to pull into my own and those of the lives that I touch.
Well, it makes you very aware of what is important. My father passed away this last April, and I spent a lot of time with him in the last year. Mm-hmm. To be able to have that time to be with somebody who, is struggling with the last that way of life that they and see them come to terms with it finally. You know.
Yeah.
But just to be with them in that space to help them, there's many, and every experience is different. So you're probably have had many different have witnessed many experiences of people going through that, and then the people around them, because I would imagine, you know, and some people are alone.
Yes, they are. And you hit the nail on the head there. I think, you know, to sit with somebody who is doing that level of life review at that time, and whatever that might look like for them, requires of us, those who companion them, you as his daughter, others who are sitting by, people they may have just met, to kind of set our own agenda aside, to set it aside and meet them exactly where they're at, and then go from there and kind of follow their lead as much as we can. And so it is, it's a powerful time of life for those that are involved in it as the participants and those who are witnessing it and supporting it.
And the caregivers and the ones that my father had were just fabulous people. And I saw a lot of people there, they didn't have people visiting them. Mm-hmm. They're alone. In fact, people told us, like, your family's amazing. You would be surprised mm-hmm. how people are just sort of left, dropped off here.
Mm-hmm. And that is true.
That our society has come to that, you know, that we, it used to be you had the intergeneration of people living in homes together and you took care of your elderly. Now people, you know, the elderly, your grandparents, your parents get shipped off to retirement homes and then nursing homes. And
it's, you know, that we see that. And it's, I think that, you know, the world has evolved, you know, when we became more industrialized, we compartmentalized in that. So there's a machination that happens with that. That we've started, you know, we started working in other cities. We no longer were living close together, and the distance from our elders and the wisdom that they have. I mean, that's one of the reasons I love this Women of Wisdom conference, is that it brings women of all ages in to say, this is the wisdom that we've learned, and here, let's, you know, share it out and spread it out and carry it forward. And it's that same thing. We lose so much of the legacy of our elders if we're not there at, you know, as they age, and to pick that up and then to apply it to our own life. I think we see that in our world. If we don't know our history, we can't make decisions that will help us avoid mistakes that we've made in the past. And yeah, so it, it's part of that. And so that's one of the gifts of hospice, I think, is that as a care program, that it can come in and for those who are alone, and even for those who have a strong family support network, hospice can step in there in that team approach and provide a circle around someone that says, not only are you visible, but we will care for you and we will hear what you need and respond to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you, because your topic is forgiveness at, your, at the workshop, mm-hmm. what do you find is the hardest for people find to forgive others about?
Oh, that's a good question, Chris. You know, I think sometimes we lean into thinking that it's the really big things. And it is. Oftentimes there's long, things that are held throughout a generation of a hurt that's happened. But oftentimes, too, it's just the daily hurts that add up. And it's that... So the forgiveness sometimes, I think what I really see it around is this inability to see somebody clearly. And I think that the pain that comes from that ripples out throughout a lifetime, that people don't feel seen and they don't feel heard in whatever way that has been. And it may be that they don't feel seen and heard about a particular hurt that they experienced or had perpetrated, but it all leans into that being able to be seen and heard. And when that can be, when that story can be told, it reminds me of a story that Christina Baldwin tells in her book. Christina Baldwin is an author here that lives, I'm sure you know her, right on Whidbey, one of our local treasures. But she tells a story in her book about these children in Africa who have been abducted and taken away and turned on their own tribes. And then they're rescued by UNICEF and brought back to the tribe. And the elder is asked, what will you do to reunite these children within the tribe? And the elder says, every night we will light a fire and we will allow them to tell the story and we will tell our story. And we will do that every night until our stories entwine and we are one. And I think that's the piece.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. When we return, we'll continue our conversation with Bonnie Stratton.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radios, where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. That song was written by one of our Women of Wisdom members, Paula Randell, and I thought I'd bring it on to our show. It's a great wow chant that she wrote for us. So I'm talking with Bonnie Stratton, and she's going to be doing a workshop on forgiveness and the ethics of interconnectedness on Saturday, February 16th. So we've just been talking about basically teaching people how to forgive. And Bonnie, you were just sharing a great story of Christina Baldwin's, of the power of story and forgiveness, and about being, and I really think it's important what you mentioned about being, people want to be seen and heard. And the fact that they, the elders said they would tell that story every night until they were one. The children, when they came back, would be able to tell their story. And you know, I think that's, and that's an amazing to think that they would do that every night until they knew they were back one as a tribe again. And so many times we listen to someone's story and we just heard it once and that's it. You know, you just move on.
That's right. It's so easy to think, and we hear this, and this is another reason I think that I see the benefit of when we reach out there as strangers, as volunteers, so to speak, to people that we don't know. We get to hear their stories for the first time, and when in hospice, so often a family member will say, "Oh, Dad, I've heard that one," you know. But it's in this, when people retell their stories, oftentimes it's because there's something still underneath it that they haven't gotten to. And it's and in retelling it, eventually they might get underneath the story enough to say, what is it that hasn't been spoken yet? And so it's in the repetition that they actually get to go further each time on what and how it impacted them and how to heal from whatever that is, or to step more fully into the joy. I know that for me, when I tell a story that brought me great strength and I tell it again, it's as if I get to relive that again.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, you know, part of this workshop, Chris, is that we're going to be making prayer arrows. And prayer arrows, you know, will be a... I was first introduced to prayer arrows by one of the hospice volunteers that I worked with, Carolyn Brown, who is an artist over on Bainbridge Island here in Washington. And she had gone down to New Mexico and was doing some healing around a loss and was introduced to prayer arrows. And what it was a tangible way that she was able to create something that would lift up and support her healings. It's a stick. I'll be bringing in these sticks off the beaches around the Washington coasts. We'll write on parchment a blessing or the intention or the desire that we have in making this prayer arrow, maybe somebody that we want to forgive or ask forgiveness from. We'll wrap the stick with that, and then through kind of a meditative, kind of like an old quilting bee, we'll all work together to wrap our sticks with various colors of yarn and thread, attaching to it various adornments that will be there or that we might bring in, things, crystals, stones, charms, things that mean something to us on what we've, you know, on what we're setting the intention for. And then we'll put feathers on the prayer arrow, and the feathers kind of take our intention, our blessing, and lift it up into the heavens, to the cosmos, and carry it outward. And so it's a tangible item that then we can give away to someone, the person that we were holding the intention about, or that we can keep on our own altars. I know that my first prayer arrow that I made after my father's death is still kept on my altar, and it reminds me of the connection that I have there and of the love that I wanted to remember in the relationship. And so that's where the prayer arrows will come in and be a part of this workshop. I when I think about this workshop and what's coming with it, and, I remember back that oftentimes when I'm getting ready for a workshop, it's the preparation leading up to it that's so amazing to me. By saying yes to spending time on the topic of forgiveness and the ethics of interconnectedness, it moves the whole universe into highlighting where and how forgiveness might be in our own lives. And my hope for people that attend this, or for people anywhere out there that might be sitting with this topic, that they recognize that where it sits, and that it can be invited in further, and that their hope is that they'll have a rich experience both before, during, and afterwards. I wanted to share a quick story here about a threshold moment that happened for me at the Women of Wisdom Conference back, I don't know if it was in 99 or 2000, with Jean Shinoda Bolen. And I had sat through her keynote, and I had a lot of dialogue going in my head, so I hadn't really connected. But afterwards, and I thought, oh, what am I doing? And I went to a breakout session that she had, and she ended up sitting us in this guided meditation where we were to see who was in our inner circle of support and who was on the outskirts. And I was stunned by what showed up in that for me. I was just stunned. And this spiritual teacher that came in and came to me during that meditation, it was a threshold moment for me. And what it was, it wasn't so much of what Jean said particularly that I remember. It was that she held the presence and the wisdom to create a container and to hold it steady for each person there to have our own unique experiences. And that experience has become a significant part of my own evolving story. And so that's what I hope to provide, and I think that's what every presenter at Women of Wisdom hopes to provide, is just such a container for the women who choose to come to explore where they are, where forgiveness is calling to them on February 16th, and so that they can have their own unique experience with it.
Well, that's so true. I use that, the word you use, container, I use that too, because that's what we created from our first year, is like this sacred container. It's a safety net where people can feel safe in a group, and that takes some courage and some doing and trust.
Yeah.
And being led by a leader such as Jean Shinoda Bolen, that you're so gently led, but to be the main thing, like you talked about stories, and the important thing about Woman of Wisdom is it's a place where people can share their stories and be heard. And yeah, you know, your families do say, well, I've heard that story before. How many times do they have to listen to that story? And there is there is a reason for the retelling of stories. And it occurred to me when you said that it's more for the person, that it's not even what they're verbalizing. It could be just what they're, when they give it, when they say this story, there's something going on inside them. And that's what comes out. It will come out in your prayer arrows. You know, I imagine when people are making them, things like that will come out for them. It's a very personal journey. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie, for being here today with us.
Thank you for having me, Chris. I can't wait till February.
Yes. Well, I want everyone to check out her workshop on her website. It's February 16th in the morning. Forgiveness and the Ethics of Interconnectedness is very important work. So if that is called to you, go to the website and check that out, www.womenofwisdom.org. And also our other guests we had today, Colby Wilk and Kim Gordon Cumbo. You can read about it on our website. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. As you begin your new year, 2013, reflect this weekend on what you want to bring into your life, what is calling you to manifest for yourself, for your family, and your community. I'd like to invite you to sign up for the Women of Wisdom newsletter. Just go to our website, again, www.womenofwisdom.org. You can find out about monthly events and any other conference specials we might be offering this month. There could be something coming up towards the end of the month. Right now, the end of January, right now we have specials of Nikki Scully and Normandy Ellis. Their workshops, if you buy the Early Bird special, is going on through December 31st. Nikki has a workshop on planetary healing, and Normandy Ellis is on Egyptian mysteries. And those are two workshops not to be missed. I want to thank the people who are sponsors of our Woman Wisdom Conference, which includes the Dr. Pat Show, who is, you know, the founder of Transformation Talk Radio, East West Bookshop in Seattle, My Business, Chrysalis Leadership, Karen Abbey, who's a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bain, Lisa Marie LeBay from True Color Hair Design, and Morning Glory Chai. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom and the conference, and author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And that would be a great gift to give for yourself. If you're needing a little inspiration, I'd invite you to check out the book. So the next few weeks, we'll be hearing interviews from our fabulous featured guests at the conference. Starhawk is next week, then Nikki Scully and Cindy Dale. So thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend and a happy new year.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.